You are about to listen to The PM Show, recorded by me, Colin Ware, on Saturday, the 17th of April, 1976, when it was first broadcast on the RBC General Service. The recording lasts for about an hour and a half and is now available for posterity at www.rhodesia.me.uk.
He got a way of walking. Got a way of talking, a cute way of looking at me.
You got a way about you, I just can't live without you. My love for you will go on endlessly. Give me your love, Sally Ann. Say I'm your number one man, Sally Ann. I love you, yes I do, oh so true. Tell me. Sally Ann, think of the dreams we could share, Sally Ann. You thrill me like no one else can. You got a way of walking, you got a way of talking, and a cute way of looking at me. You got a way about you, I just can't live without you. My love for you will go on endlessly. So give me your heart, Sally Ann. Bound up to parts of the end. Like men, I love you, yes I do, you're so true. You got a way of walking, you got a way of talking, and a cute way of looking at me. You got a way about you, I just can't live without you. You will go on endlessly. Give me your love, Sally Ann. Say I'm your number one man, Sally Ann. I love you, yes I do, oh so true.
Ah, Joe Brown and the Brothers and Sally Ann. 21 minutes after 10 o'clock on the PM show, and just after 10:03 notable on your transistor portable, I'm going to be giving away some real money, so stay listening. Shirlene McKenzie in Fort Victoria says she always listens to the PM show, even if she starts the card she sent me this week with Dear Ian. And Lindsay in Gwello sends greetings to Bobby, Lex, Frank and Brother Neil on the border. That was called Monkey Shine, and it came from the combo of Mr. William Black. You're with the PM Show, and Laurie, I think it is. Yeah, Laurie, Frida, Chrissy, and Margie say hi to Kevin, Lazy Bones, Jackal, and the Noisy Ones, and I'm Charlie. The girls sent me a card from Joburg during the week, and thanks for the nice things you said about the show, girls. Oh, get away. Good there, Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames, and Get Away. Surprise, surprise, you didn't think I'd do it, did you? That's from Cedric in Fort Victoria, whatever that means. Love goes to Kim Robinson and Vincent Heaney in the Bush, from Mum and Dad and Wanky, and from Eddie Pringle in Caroy to Wendy, I still love you. Well, that comes from Eddie. And I'd like to say hi to all the guys and gals on the Premier Tilbury Charter Sheba and Mbeza estates in the Eastern Districts. Thanks for the hospitality this last week. Don't forget to listen to Farming World on Tuesday night. I've collected so much on tape from you that I'm going to spread it over the following Tuesday as well. Anyway, once again, thanks a lot, and hope to see you again soon. Russ Conway tickling the ivories and Mac the Knife.
I'm well, I'd guess you call me a pretty sort of average, fun-loving Rhodesian girl, really. I like to rave it up on Saturday night. Well, you know, I work hard during the week. And Saturdays, too. Well, you know how it is. But when I switch on the radio to help things swing, all I get is the PM show. I mean, why don't the RBC do something for the young people?
You're with the PM show, the time at 10:30. Okay, well, as you heard, I was down in the Eastern Districts last week, and a fantastic time I had down there, too. So I think our competition tonight, where we're offering the winner $5, will go just to people in the Eastern Districts. So if you live anywhere in the Eastern Districts, give us a call on Salisbury 702-246 if you can tell me who was my special guest on the show last week. Everybody in the Eastern Districts must be Daisy Petal Pickin' tonight, like Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, because nobody so far has rung us on Salisbury 702-246 to tell us who my special guest was on the PM show last Saturday night. Because if you do and you live in the Eastern Districts, you will win yourself $5. Come on, people in the Eastern Districts. You're too busy listening to Dwayne Eddy. Get on that phone, 702-246, and tell me who was my special guest on the PM show last Saturday night. He's a very well-known radio personality in Rhodesia. If you tell me who he is, I'll give you $5. Okay, I don't know what's wrong with people in the Eastern District, because not one of you has rung us on Salisbury 702-246 to say who was my special guest on the show last week, and incidentally win yourself $5. Okay, what we're going to do is throw the whole competition open to people anywhere in Matabele land. So if you live anywhere in Matabele land, get on that phone, Salisbury 702-246. We'd like to say hi to Mr. and Mrs. Briggs in Bulawayo. Hope things are purring well. Love, Jack and Flo. And to Pat Berry, a very special message. I'll be home first thing in the morning, so keep the kettle on. Lots of love from Rob. And an Easter message to us and all our listeners from Ian, Cynthia, David and Pixie Kilgore. Thanks a lot. Well, what are you doing? Are you being good this Easter holiday? Hope you're not doing this sort of thing.
I was walking to my baby's house late tonight.
Threat of being challenged by Matabele land is really working up the Eastern Districts, because we have a winner in our competition, and our winner is Mrs. E. Lark of, I think it's 595th Street, is that right, Bertie? Well, Bertie Toes has got the address anyway, Mrs. Lark, and she lives in Umtali, and she told us my special guest on the show last week was, of course, the one and only Ian Crewe.
Tell me, dear, that you forgot the tears that I have made.
Okay, old Jimmy Justice there, and please write me. You're with the PM show. 20 minutes to 11 o'clock is the time on this Saturday night, Saturday the 17th of April, 1976. To Phyllis, have a happy Easter. Love from Nanda. Well, our winner on that competition, the Ian Crew competition, Mrs. E. Lark of 59 Fifth Street. We got it right this time. We've got actually Rifleman Tozer B taking down the phones tonight, otherwise known as Bertie Tozer. And Mrs. Lark is in 59 Fifth Street, Amtali. And our congratulations to you. $5 on our way, on your way, very, very shortly. So from the PM show to you. Shirley Temple on the Good Ship Lollipop, and we played that by special request from my friend and colleague, Mr. Peter Bray, who thinks Shirley Temple is marvellous. They're about the same generation, actually. Shirley Temple's ended up as a very highly thought of American ambassador to Ghana and congresswoman. Peter Bray's ended up announcing on the RBC.
Waiting for the bullfight matador. My final fight, the place is packed once more. Anita won't throw me a rose this fight. The one she wears is not for me tonight. She's watching now with her new love, I know. Walk proud and slow. Be strong and sure. Give the crowd their show. They want blood, you know. You're still their idol, as you were before. Kill just one more. Remind Anita, you're the greatest matador. Get Anita in the stands. Be
a tall and brave and noble man. Be better than you've ever been before. Make this your greatest moment, Matador. She's watching now with her new love, I know. Walk proud and slow. Be strong and sure and give the crowd their show. They won't blood, you know. You're still their idol as you were before. You're the greatest matador.
The man in black, Johnny Cash and the Matador. Well, it's exactly 74 minutes to the witching hour, so try and work that out. Don't forget the phone number of the PM show, 702-246. We're calling now May, Charles and family, and Umtali. Have a happy Easter from Peter and Pete in Inyanga, and to Brian, Phil, Jeremy, Charles and Barry in Bulawayo. Enjoy all the parties that you're having and be good. I don't see how they can do both. And that comes from love from Anne and Moira. March of the Siamese Children, I almost said cats there. Kenny Ball and his jazz men. It's exactly 11 minutes to 11 o'clock. Our phone number, Salisbury 702-246. Get on the phone and send a message to somebody. Well, our friends Hans and Greta in Wittmannsdorp in the RFSA have sent a special Easter message to Fritz and Gerda in Kazangula.
Chicken bat. Hold your arms like a chicken.
Sally and the Roses and Chicken Back. Come on, get with it, it's Saturday night.
Dogs, you can see it more and more,
especially on a Saturday night.
How's your Saturday night going? That was the new Christie Minstrels, 6 minutes to 11 o'clock on the PM show. A message from Mike Taylor in Bulawayo to everybody he knows. Have a happy Easter and enjoy yourselves.
This is the Rhodesia Wireless Service. The time is 5:10, and this is Peter Bray reading it. We advise listeners
to retune. I tell you, he's 50 years behind the times, this guy.
Metopus, or Manika, or even to RTV. The reason for this may be found in Look and Listen. For the next 2 hours, it's the PM show. From all of us at Pocket Hill, our humble apologies.
Well, I've listened with patience to all your sad tales. When you're short of a smoke, or the pub has no ale. But tell me, fair dinkum, I don't want you to kid. Have you ever been drifting and short of a quid? If you've been to a strange town in search of a job, where a stranger's not welcome with the local born mob, then you've probably done the same thing as I did, stood around in a bar and was short of a quid. As I gazed at the drinkers all quenching their thirst, my lips were so dry I thought they would burst. I reckon someone would notice, but nobody did. They'd apparently never been short of a quid. Now the publican's looks were as black as the night, and I heard someone whisper, "This bloke's on the bite." So I held up my wristwatch and called for a bid, but no one would buy it or lend me a quid. Now you blokes who have money to travel in style may laugh at my story, but I too can smile. And to the battler and drifter I'll raise my old lid, 'cause they know what it's like to be short of a quid. So if the pub has no beer, you can always drink rum while you wait with your mates for the quota to come. But your forehead gets wrinkled like the hat on your head when you stand in the bar and you're short of a quid. Yes, I've listened with patience to all your sad tales. When you're short of a smoke or the pub has no ale. But tell me, fair dinkum, I don't want you to kid. Have you ever been drifting and short of a quid?
All the way from Australia, Slim Dusty, and when you're short of a quid, he hasn't been decimalised yet. To Sister Pauline on B floor, keep awake tonight and send a message back to Sister Sandy. And to Anne and Moira, Anne, stop moping, he'll be home in May. And Moira, stop looking like an innocent gazelle. See you tomorrow from Mum, Dad, brothers and sisters. Okay, 3 minutes to 11, how about a sing-along before the news? Go on, fill it in. Actually, those words are very different from the words that I used to sing when I was in the army. This is the Rhodesia Broadcasting Corporation. The time is 11 o'clock. Here is the news summary. Johannesburg. Police reported today that at least 59 homes and business premises have been broken into in the city so far this weekend. In central Johannesburg, burglars escaped with a safe containing 10,000 rand in cash. 16 homes have been broken into in the city's northern suburbs. Only 2 arrests have been made so far. Ramallah. Hundreds of Arabs rioted today in the streets of this Israeli-occupied town on the west bank of the Jordan. In the ensuing clashes between demonstrators and Israeli troops, 2 Arabs were killed and 1 was wounded. One of the fatal casualties was a 6-year-old boy who died in a Jerusalem hospital after suffering a head wound. Palm Beach. A police spokesman in this Florida resort said today that the daring daylight robbery of a block of luxury flats resulted in the theft of jewels worth at least $5 million, making it the largest jewel theft in history. In addition, cash and other valuables worth about $1 million were stolen. The robbery occurred on Wednesday, but the news was only released today. Nairobi. Three road accidents involving West German and British drivers affected the East Africa Safari Rally today as the five-day event passed the halfway mark. East African drivers are holding the top six places. None of the drivers were seriously injured in the accidents. More than 20 cars, nearly half with European or Japanese drivers, remain in the rally, which Associated Press describes as the world's toughest driving competition. That's the end of the news summary. The next news bulletin will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Minutes after 11, you're listening to the PM Show. Coming your way on the general service of the RBC, number one in Southern Africa. If you'd like to put a message out on the show, call us on Salisbury 702-246. And if you're feeling a little shy about things, sit back and listen to the shadows and the rise and fall of Flingle's Bunt. Rude, that actually is the title of this record. Minutes past 11 o'clock, you're listening to Saturday Night RBC Radio and presenting the program, The Voice Without Pictures, Pete Meller. Here's a record for all the Bruces listening tonight. How you sport?
There's a trade you all know well that's bringing the cattle over, and on every track to the Gulf and back they know the Queensland drover. So pass the billy round, boys, don't let the pint pot stand there, for tonight we'll drink the health of every overlander. Now I'm from the Queensland plains, where the girls and the grass are scanty, where the creeks run dry or 10 feet high, and it's either drought or plenty. So pass the billy round, boys, don't let the pint pot stand there, for tonight we'll drink the health of every overlander. And when that droving's done, we live like pigs in clover, and the whole darn check goes down the neck of many a Queensland drover. So pass the billy round, boys, don't let the pint pot stand there, for tonight we'll drink the health of every overlander. There's a girl in Sydney town said, please don't leave me lonely. Well, it's sad, of course, but my old horse has room for the one man only. So pass the billy round, boys, don't let the pint pot stand there, for tonight we'll drink the health of every overlander. So it's back on the trail once more,
This old horse, she's a goer, and I'll pick up a job with a moo and mob way out on the Maranoa. So pass the billy round, boys, don't let the pint pot stand there.
Guys, a song from Australia, and Mr. Ralph Harris himself singing it. Not bad for a Welshman. We've got a message on 702-246 to Mr. Good-Looking himself. Thanks for the super show. Love from Voodoo Doll and China Doll. I'm going even redder than my red nose caused by lying in the sun. And to Sister Sandy in the General Hospital from Sister Penny, be careful of prowlers. Sister Sandy in Central, don't go to sleep yourself. B-Floor never sleeps. See you at breakfast from Sister Pauline in the Andrew Fleming.
Trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there.
Don't let her know that she's getting through to you.
Pop back, trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying.
Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two. Every day our
Johnny Tillotson and Talk Back Trembling Lips. To Fred the Needle, how many days? Enjoy your pass. Some people have to work, though. From Margin Obelisk. And to the party at 50 Lavenham Drive from the two South Africans. Have a good time. Sorry we haven't got the record you requested, but listen to this. The number from the Spotniks, and it's called Happy Guitar. Don't you reckon it's better music than Radio 5? Or Lord McCaw, for that matter?
There once was a troop of Irish dragoons come marching down through Fife-dee-o. And the captain fell in love with a very bonny lass as we marched through the bonny streets of Fife-dee-o. The captain's name was Ned, he was the pride of the regiment, the bonniest lad in all of the army, oh. A very handsome sight, he was the lady's own delight, as we marched through the bonny streets of Fife-dee-o. Well, it's I'll give you rhymes, give you rhymes, give you rhymes, give you rhymes, you a necklace of amber. You'll come on down the stair and come back your yellow hair, and we'll march through the bonny streets of Fife-dee-o. There's many a bonny lass in the town of Achterless.
Aye, there's many a bonny lassie in the Peerio.
There's many a bonny jean in the streets of Aberdeen, but the flower of them all is in Fife-dee-o. Bonny streets of Fife-dee-o.
It's lang ere we left the town of Achterless. We had our young captain to carry,
carry.
And lang ere we came into Bonny Aberdeen, but we had our young captain there to carry.
Ah, yes, the bonny streets of Fife-dee-o. That was the Chad Mitchell Trio. You're with the PM show, 27 minutes after 11 o'clock. To Sue, have a super Easter. See you at school from Kat. And to all those who don't receive requests, from Sally. And to the gorgeous bird who lives in Wello and weighs in at 250, and we're not sure what that means exactly. And to P.O. Triggs in Enkeldoorn, from Maggie in Wello. And to all our support group fellows out in the bush. And I'd like to say a special hi to all the nurses listening tonight. I just love nurses.
Yeah.
Your name's Jenny. That one's especially for you. Jenny, Jenny from the Swinging Blue Jeans.
Now, gathered here this evening is the entire Peter Mellor fan club. Now, folks, how about a round of applause for the PM show? Thank you.
This is Brenda Lee in The Waiting Game. We'll play it for all our expectant mothers.
Everybody, sometime another's gotta play the waiting game. Everybody, sometime another's gotta play the waiting game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I've waited for love so long. How long can this game go on? But I'll wait. 'Cause that's the waiting game. My mama said, you gotta use your head. And don't be quick to give away your heart. She said with a smile, it'll take a little while, but you'll wait for the right boy if you're smart. She said, everybody, sometime another's gotta play the waiting game. Oh, yeah. Everybody, sometime another's gotta play the waiting game.
Oh, yeah.
Cause that's a waiting game. As time went on, lots of boys came along. They'd tell me how they didn't care to wait. So when they'd ask me to wait, all I say was, let's wait a while before we set the date. I told them, everybody, sometime another's gotta play the waiting game. That's a waiting game, but I'll wait, 'cause that's a waiting game.
Brenda Lee and the Waiting Game. 28 minutes to 12 o'clock is the time on the PM show. We're calling Sister Penny on A2, Sister Pauline on B floor. Ivy Heparin is coming to see you at 3 o'clock with Prowler from Sister Sandy, the blonde bombshell in the central. Well, speaking about the nurses, we've had lots and lots of calls from nurses tonight. We're going to run a special competition just for nurses wherever you are around the country. And if you're a nurse and you ring me on Salisbury 702-246 and tell me who's singing this next particular disc, well, if you're the first one to ring in, you'll win yourself $5.
Click, go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow and his hands move quick. The ringer looks around and he's beaten by a blow and curses the old snagger with the blue-bellied Joe.
Well, a blue-bellied Joe is a sheep with its stomach completely bare of wool. A snagger is a lucky fella. What else? The ringer is the champion of the shearing team. That's enough, let's go.
Out on the boards, the old shearer stands, grasping his shears in his thin, bony hands. Fixed is his eye on the blue-bellied Joe, and glory if he gets, so won't he make the ringer go?
Oh, click, go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow, and his hands move quick. The ringer looks around, and he's beaten by a blow, and curses the old snagger with the blue-bellied Joe.
Out in the middle, on his cane-bottom chair, sits the boss of the joint, with his eyes everywhere. He watches every fleece as it comes up to the screen, pays particular attention if it's taken off clean.
Click, go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow and his hands move quick. The ringer looks around and he's beaten by a blow and curses the old snagger with the blue-bellied Joe.
Well, the tar boy is there, and he's in great demand, with his blackened tar pot in his tarry hand. He sees an old sheep with the cut upon her back, and this is what he's waiting for. Tar here, Jack!
Oh, click, go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow, and his hands move quick. The ringer looks around, and he's been...
Well, we have a winner in our competition. A nurse has, in fact, rung us and given the correct answer, and the winner is Sister Sandy Hamilton in the Central Hospital in Salisbury. Sandy, congratulations, baby.
He casts his blooming eyes around just like a connoisseur. And you can hear him whistling. And I, the perfect lure.
Oh, click, go the shears, boys. Click, click, click. Wide is his blow and his hands boom quick. The ringer looks around and he's beaten by a blow. And curses the old snagger with the blue belly Joe.
Well, the shearing is over. We've all had our pay. Pack up your swags, boys, and let's be on our way. The first pub we come to, we'll all have a spree, with everybody shouting out, have a drink with me.
Click, go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow and his hands boom quick. The ringer looks around and he's beaten by a blow and curses the old snagger with the blue belly.
Ralph Harris taking the time along to 25 minutes to 12 o'clock.
Leslie here. I really groove when I listen to Saturday Night Radio on the RBC because Ian Warren is my favourite announcer.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've mine too. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Shower in a parakeet cage, but you can be happy if you've mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. But you can be happy if you've mind to. Happy if you've mind to. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. But you can be happy if you've mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've mind to. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. But you can be happy if you've mind to. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd.
Roger Miller, and you can be happy if you've a mind to. Good advice there. To Kirsch, still only 1 week to go and can't wait to get home. Missing you lots, love, Ray. To my sister, have a super Easter from Adam. And to all the lads on the border from a very special girl who signs herself Everybody. This is the Seekers and Rattler. Sounds like you're singing about my car.
Don't know where I'll be tomorrow. Setting suns behind me. There'll be many more before I'm through. Rattler, take me home to my baby. One way ticket bringing me back to you. Ba 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 ba. Bye.
lie before me, friendly stars to light my way to you. Rattler, take me home to my baby, one more town, journey's almost through.
Seekers and a Rattler. Well, here's a record especially for Sister Sandy Hamilton, the blonde bombshell in Central. We go, the DC5, and can't you see that she's mine? Okay, you're on the PM show, 702-246. That's the number to ring in Salisbury if you want a message on the show, and the calls will be coming in thick and fast. We have a call to Catherine. Angie still has got her dancing shoes on. And happy Easter to that cheeky Peter Miller and to Bertie Tozer. And all the train drivers, especially John van der Heyden. Love from Rose. Thanks a lot, Rose. And to the best pop on the border. Hi and happy Easter from Elsie, Elsie and Paul. Sounds like a firm of Dickensian solicitors. just 17 from the happy sacks of Mr. Macmillan. It's exactly 11:45, or quarter to 12 if you prefer. To Sister Penny on A3 and A2, yoghurt flies better than butter. That's flies, not fries. And feed the babies well tonight from Sister Pauline, B Floor. And C Floor also send their love, to whom I don't know. It might be to A3 and A2, or it could be to me, or it could be to the Prowler.
Hi, this is Prudence. I've just chucked up my boyfriend because I think Peter Miller's on the radio on Saturday nights is better than my boyfriend live. So you can see how excited my boyfriend was.
As I walked home from the drive-in movie,
certainly hope that didn't happen to you tonight when you went to the drive-in movie. That was Patty Page. We've got some messages on 702-246 to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Meller. Keep out of the sun, love, daffers. To Sister Sandy. More nurses. It's a real nurses show tonight. Ah, it's great to have you with us. From Sister Penny. There's a meeting at the witching hour in the dead center. Please bring the ambi bag. Whoa. Ladies and Lucille. Well, I don't know about Lucille, but I just had a call from Maggie in Guello, who says that I said hi to the boys of Support Group and not Support Unit. That's, of course, the BSAP. Well, you see, I'm an army man myself, and I don't know about that other force. But I think we can blame that on Rifleman Toza B, who wrote it down the wrong way. The way boys are. Leslie Gore it was. That's the way boys are. Okay, it's 5, 6, 7 minutes to the witching hour. The witching hour, that nurse's meeting, it's got me absolutely intrigued. It really has. Actually, I've just been speaking to Maggie in Guello again, and she wants to send a very special message to Colin Craig in Filibusi. Oh, Maggie, what have you done to me? Who needs it? Haha, I do.
You don't need it. A girl in your arms is a tale of a woe who needs it. She'll take all your dough, then away she'll go. Bow, bow. Who needs it? Nobody needs it as much as I need it now. A girl never goes where you want her to go. You
what that prowler will be saying. Anyway, that's Gene Pitney, and who needs it much as I need it now? To Bev, don't give me half-baked cakes at 12 o'clock at night from Sue. And to Katrina, have a lovely Easter from your best friend, Paul. Rolling Stones and Fade Away, and they did. This is one for Mrs. Tuhig.
Whenever I'm sad, whenever I'm blue, whenever my troubles are heavy, beneath the stars I play my guitar, just like Eddie. May go, but they always find me ready up on a hill playing still, just like Eddie. Whenever you're sad, whenever you're blue, whenever your troubles are heavy, beneath the stars you play your guitar. Just like Eddie.
It was, and just like Eddie, a reference not to Mrs. Tuhig, but to, of course, guitarist Dwayne Eddie. And that was the last one on our show tonight. We've just got time to call Sister May from A Floor. Be careful of the people in the fire escape. And what do they call the pudding from Sister Penny? And if they want to come and feed the babies, well, they're welcome to. I'd like to congratulate our two winners tonight, Mrs. E. Lark of 59th Street Bridge Song in Umtali, and our blonde bombshell in the Central, Sister Sandy Hamilton. Congratulations, girls. Well, that's it for this week. These stations are now closing down until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, when we'll be broadcasting on medium wave, on short wave in the 90-meter band, on FM in the following areas: in Salisbury on 99.56 MHz, Loma Gundy, Missouri and Bindura 92.25, Umtali 96.03, the Eastern Districts and in Yanga 96.63, Wanki 92.33, Victoria Falls 93.11 MHz, and Fort Victoria 98.96 MHz.
From me, Pete Miller, good night, God bless, and golden dreams.
You have been listening to a program recorded by me, Colin Weyer, on the 17th of April 1976, when it was first broadcast on the RBC General Service. It is now available for posterity at www.rhodesia.me.uk.